let's talk about beer. Seattle has a long-standing love story with beer. You probably already know that, but there's evidence of that love story. We have more craft beer makers here than any other region in America. 174 of them in the Seattle-Tacoma area, according to the market researcher Datafinity. What is there about this long relationship between the Northwest and beer? I have a couple of people here who may be able to answer that question. Kendall Jones runs the Washington Beer Blog, and Robin Schumacher is owner and brewer at Stoop Brewing in Ballard. Kendall, you first. What's the history of beer here in Washington State?
Well, as far as we're talking about craft beer, or what used to be called microbrew back when it first hit the streets here in Seattle, there was a time in America when there was only, you know, you can count the number of breweries in America on your fingers, and at least two of them were in Washington. When there was only five in the country, two of them were in Washington. One of them was in Seattle. Red Hook opened in 1982. They were one of the very, very early pioneers of craft beer. And we just developed a love for craft beer long before the rest of the nation did. So it's really not surprising that we're kind of ahead of everybody else. We were one of the first places it happened, and it's everybody else is playing catch up and has been for a long time.
You mentioned that Washington State had two of the five regional breweries even before the sort of microbrewery thing happened. Were those Rainier and Olympia?
No. There were regional breweries like Rainier and Olympia dotted all over the country, you know, hundreds of them. But they were consolidating. In the late 70s, they were all consolidating, and there was fewer and fewer breweries, as the biggest of them were buying up all the smaller ones being like small ones like Rainier. And it got to the point where there was only 75 breweries in the country. And that was like the low point.
What's the legacy of Rainier today? Aside from the fact that it's an affordable beer to buy in bars.
It's, you know, it's just one of many brands. It's owned by Pabst now. So it's nostalgic for Seattle. It's the beer that I grew up seeing in the fridge when I was a kid. My dad explained to me when I was 12 years old, son, I'm a Rainier man. You're going to be a Rainier man too. Because they're, you know, we don't, those Olympia guys, no, we're Rainier men. So that's one of my oldest, that's one of my original memories of beer, was my dad drinking bottles of Rainier beer around the campfire, you know? And I think a lot of people have similar stories with Olympia and Rainier that way. And it was true. It was like in Seattle back in the day, you know, there was every bar had either an Olympia sign or a Rainier sign. And which bar you went to depended on which beer you liked. So, but I think that was the same thing all over the country. And then it slowly consolidation started to happen. And the next thing you know, every bar in the country has the same beer. They have Bud Light and Coors Light, you know, and that's kind of where we were headed. But the craft beer movement that started in the early 80s was kind of a reaction to that, or I guess kind of a natural offshoot of that, because people like choice.
Why do you think that the microbrewery or local brewery movement is so strong here in the Northwest?
Well, there's something that I like to call our Northwest sensibilities. And this is just one way of expressing that. We also are the kind of people who were early adopters of the $4 cup of coffee. We're the type of people who will go to REI and buy a $125 rain jacket that is very good instead of buying a $75 rain jacket that's adequate. A lot of that has to do with economics. There's no doubting that. But we just have always had a interest in maybe higher quality and buying local. And there's no doubt about it that craft beer is a local product at its core. I mean, you can call local anywhere in the state. You know, a brewery in Spokane is local. A brewery in Portland is local when you're comparing it to the big beers that's coming out of Los Angeles or St. Louis. So I think this is kind of part of our sensibilities. I've never really been able to put my finger on why we're that way. It's kind of like the way that we tend to be innovative people up here too. You know, the jet airliner, you know, was invented by Boeing, and now it's everywhere. And the graphic user interface was invented by Microsoft. These things had changed the world, you know. And like I said, the $4.50 cup of coffee was invented by Starbucks. So, you know, it's just something that we do up here. We innovate, we create, and the beer thing just fits right into that.
Robin Schumacher, you are one of these innovators. So what do you think it is about the Northwest that lends itself to a strong craft beer movement?
Yeah, I would agree that the Northwest, we tend to like local products. That's definitely part of the appeal. I also, this is probably not very scientific, but I also feel like our weather and our outdoor, our love of the outdoors actually fits into that also. And it's probably just a personal preference, but I've always loved like beer in the outdoors. And I think if you ask a lot of craft beer drinkers, there is that also. And we just have beautiful mountains, beautiful lakes. So that's kind of from my heart. It's less scientific than it's probably less realistic, but that's kind of what I believe. But also, we definitely like local products in the Northwest for sure.
I'm talking with Robin Schumacher. She's the co-owner and brewer at Stoop Brewing in Ballard. I'm also talking with Kendall Jones. He runs the Washington Beer Blog. We're talking about why we have such a strong craft beer movement here. There was a recent study that found that the Seattle-Tacoma area has more craft breweries than any other region in the country. We have 174 of those. And Kendall, one of the reasons you think we might be such a hot spot for beer, you've said this before, is that we have a lot of agriculture. So how do you think that drives breweries?
Well, that's, you can brew a beer in Washington with all Washington-grown ingredients. It's really easy to do. It's not so easy to do in other parts of the country. And I think our local brewers, you know, they appreciate that, and they're able to establish relationships with the people who provide the ingredients, primarily the hop farmers. Mm-hmm. You know, even like, I don't want to say small, but the mid-sized breweries like Robin's, you know, you have relationships with hop growers,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, we meet the farmers and
go back east and ask a brewery back there, you know, which hop farm and on which part of the farm do you like to get your hops from?
Yeah.
And around here, there's brewers that can tell you there's this one part, this one hill on this one farm that has the best Cascade hops or has the best Citra hops. And we have an advantage that way. And I like the fact that we take advantage of it because I like hoppy beers. But I think that closeness to the ingredients really does help and has helped foster the whole movement.
Robin, you've been agreeing a lot with what Kendall has been saying, and you have a relationship with your own hops farmer, yes?
Yeah, we don't have one farmer, but we do go to Yakima or Willamette Valley, and you can meet the farmers. You meet the people who are actually growing and producing the hops. We drive over during fresh hop season during harvest and pick up hops that are just harvested that day and drive them back and brew that night. So it's a really cool community. It feels like just everyone's working together to produce the product.
And we should point out that as the beer industry has skyrocketed over the last 20 or 30 years, so has the hop industry.
Yeah.
The hop farmers are planting more and more hops. This year is going to be the largest hop crop in U.S. history, making it one bigger than last year. And there's now brewers like Robin have access to over 150 different hops. And if you go back to the early 1970s, you know, until before 1972, there was basically one that was, you know, most of it was this one particular hop called Cluster, and that's what everybody used in their beers, whether it was Budweiser or Coors or Miller or whatever. They weren't very innovative and creative about which hops they used because it didn't matter that much for their beer. But once craft beer came around, all of a sudden, breweries like Stoop all of a sudden are just like, we need crazy hop flavors. We need more hop flavors. And then, of course, the proliferation of IPAs over the last few years has helped spur that.
Super hoppy beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and everybody wants their beer to be set apart. And brewers are, by their nature, it's a creative science. So they're very creative people. And you give them something crazy and wacky, and they want it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I have a pretty clear sense of how the growing beer industry here has really boosted the hops industry here and hops growers. But I'm wondering how the economic changes here in Seattle, the fact that we have this population boom, that people are making more and more money, that it's become a more and more expensive place to live. What has that done for the local beer industry, Kendall?
That's an interesting question. A lot of the tech workers and stuff that have been moving into, so there's like the effect that it's having on the city. In the city, there's certainly a lot more money in the city. And the people who can afford, they have, you know, these tend to be, you know, the Amazonians tend to be people that are coming to Seattle that have relatively high paying jobs. Sure, housing is expensive, but a lot of them tend to be younger and single. They tend to be a absolutely beautiful demographic for selling beer to. There's honestly, there are some ethnic issues, you know, because not everybody drinks beer, but a lot of the tech workers that are moving to town are young, and they drink, and they have disposable income, which makes people like Robin really happy. and people who can open bars and charge $6.50 for a pint of beer, and nobody bats an eyelash.
Kendall just said that you, Robin, as a brewer and a business owner, you're really happy about this increasing affluence here in Seattle. Is that true? How have you seen this economic boom impact your business at Stoop?
Yeah, it's funny because I've lived in Seattle now about 20 years, and I kind of curse the traffic and the boom in the city. I try not to be one of those people, but, you know, when you're trying to get around town and it's really crowded and your favorite places are being torn down, and then I realize that's also... these new people coming in are the people that are, a lot of them are drinking our beer. So from a business perspective, it's really beneficial. But I would also piggyback on what Kendall said. One thing that I'm always concerned about in the craft beer industry and in a lot of industries in kind of lily white Seattle is that we do have a diversity problem. I think, as craft brewers, we need to reach out to different communities, be that women, be that different ethnicities, just increase diversity in our workforce and in the people who are actually drinking the beer.
You've both raised the issue of how white the craft brewing scene here is in Seattle, both the people who are drinking it and the people who are making it. So what does that mean for the future of craft brewing, Robin?
I don't think anyone has been excluded on purpose, but there's clearly a reason why we are appealing to a certain demographic. So I think people have to take a good hard look at that and figure out why that is and make changes.
What about you, Kendall? How do you see this kind of the whiteness of the craft brewing industry here? What does that mean for the future of that?
First of all, we should point out that this is an issue that's being discussed at bigger tables than this one right now. The Brewers Association, which represents all of the craft brewers in America, they recognize this and they're addressing it. They're trying to figure out what to do. And at some point, you can't really force it. There are ethnic, economic, religious components to this. There are certain ethnicities that don't drink much alcohol, period. And, you know, there are certain religions that don't drink alcohol, period. And we can't try and force them to become beer drinkers. And then once again, we go back to those economic components. And so there's this whole big thing. We can't force it. It's just about keeping the door open and let people find it, you know, keep making good beer and people will find it.
Kendall Jones runs the Washington Beer Blog, and Robin Schumacher is co-owner and brewer at Stoop Brewery in Ballard. It's Seattle Beer Week, and we're sharing a link with you right now on Twitter.